On this most holy of nights, we share Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your Christmas is being blessed. I know for us it's a time of sharing with our family, getting together sometimes with family members that we don't get together with all year long. It's a time of making memories. It's also a time, I know, when our family gets together to think about the memories from the past. A lot of times there's family members that are no longer with us. And I'm trying to find my page here. There it is. But you know, every year of Christmas is a time when we think about those that are no longer with us. It makes more precious and dearer the moments that we spend with those that are. The only certain thing in life is change. Nothing ever stays exactly the same, does it? And a lot of times I know people are just kind of overcome with melancholy during the Christmas season, but I got to tell you, it's a choice. You have to choose that God, with your grace and strength, I'm going to make this a good time. I'm going to make it a happy time. And life is short. That's why you got to learn to enjoy the moments while they're there. Amen. We want to remember those that are past, but we want to hold on and cherish those that are with us now. And I know what it is to lose people that we love, and I know what it is to go through the Christmas season without them. But I know that God can give us grace and strength. I'm blessed that you're taking just a little time out of all the hustle and the bustle and the rush and the eating and the greeting and the getting together and shopping and all the other things. Couldn't believe today I was on the highway a couple times and went by some of the stores and shopping centers. People are everywhere, even on Christmas Eve. But you're in the house of the Lord, and it blesses my heart, but even more so, it blesses the heart of your Heavenly Father. But you're going to take a few moments to just really honor the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and in your spirit. Don't want to take a lot of time tonight, but I want to read to you the Christmas story. Is that all right? Just going to read it to you. In Luke chapter 2, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. And he went there to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." I always read it clothes, and it's really claws, rags. "Because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night." These were special shepherds. They were shepherds that would watch over the sheep that would be sacrificed during the Passover. It said, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.'" And this next verse, as a 6-7-year-old child, was the very first scripture I ever memorized. It was for a church Christmas play. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." God's greatest gift to all of us. "And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' And so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The greatest story that has ever been told is the story of God. The God of the universe, the creator of the universe, took the form of one of the most helpless creatures on the planet. A little infant child. Think about that. He created it all. And took on the form of that infant child to come and live a sinless life. To live a life of toil and pain and heartache and a life that the Bible said that he's experienced every kind of temptation and pain and heartache that you and I have faced or ever will face. And then to go to the cross, he would kneel in the Garden of Gethsemane and say, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me." But he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." And he said, "For this very reason I was born and came into the world," and he fulfilled that. God loved you so much that he gave the greatest gift that he had. He gave his son, his child, so that you and I could be saved. So that those loved ones of ours that have gone on before us, so that we can go and be with them again one day. Thank God. Glory to God. This life is not all there is. Amen. Can I ask the worship team to come back to the platform? Those of you that are going to serve communion, if you would take your places, please, and come. We're going to share communion together in just a few moments. As they're preparing, and they will serve you the communion elements, once you receive them, you just hold on to them because we're going to take them together. I know for some of you tonight, this is your very first Christmas Eve communion as a Christian. Amen. If that's you, just give him a hand of praise real quick. I know there's a couple of you out there. Thank you, Randy. Just set it down. Amen. It'll be the first, if the Lord tarries, of many. And then after that, forever. I tell people all the time, I said, "I'm not in a hurry. I have forever. I have forever." God is so good to us. He's so good to all of us, even in the midst of this world and all that it throws at us. His grace, his love, his mercy is everlasting. And it's good. Would you bow your heads with me? We're going to pray over this bread. We're going to break it and then take it together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in that name that is above every other name that's ever been spoken in this universe. We come in the name of Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer. We come in the name of the Christ child that we celebrate during this Christmas season. For he has brought life and light and immortality to light. And Father, we thank you that you so loved us, so loved every human being on this earth, that you sent your son. You gave him as a gift. You bankrupted heaven. And Lord, it says in your word that lo, in the volume of the book, a body thou hast prepared for me. Speaking of that human body that he would dwell in, that human body born of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. That human body that was capable of living a sinless life, was capable of showing us the way, of leading the path, of being the firstborn from the dead, Father. And Lord, he came, he died, and he rose again that we might have life, that we would never die, Lord, if we believe. Though we were dead, your word says, yet shall we live. And Lord, we come tonight to celebrate your gift of love and the life that you've given us through it. And Father, we ask that you would bless this bread that is symbolic of that body that was broken, that, Lord, you could heal our brokenness through it. And we ask you to bless it now in Jesus' name as we take it together. Let's break it and eat it together, church. Lord, there is no one like you. There is no other God but you. There is no other Savior but you, Lord God. We give you praise tonight. We've just taken that little wafer of unleavened bread, because in Scripture, almost always leaven typifies sin. And that wafer that you just ate has no leaven in it. And it's symbolic of the fact, because he sacrificed himself, you and I could be forgiven, we could be cleansed, we could be washed, we could be made perfect and whole in the sight of a holy God. But it would not only take the body that was sacrificed, but it would take the pure blood of a spotless lamb, not of an animal, but of the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And he went to the cross, poured out his blood once for all, that those who would believe in him and trust in him might be cleansed and washed, that every wrong we've ever committed, every sin we've ever done, would be placed under the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads with me? Let's pray over this cup before we take it together. Father, we lift up this cup of the fruit of the vine. We lift it up before you because we realize, Lord, what it is symbolic of. It is symbolic of the blood of your Son, the precious Lamb of God, who gave his all, Lord, that we might be redeemed, that we might be washed. God, it's the fruit of the vine, and he said at the Last Supper that he would never drink it again until he drank it anew with us in the kingdom of God. And Lord, one day we will be joined together with all those that believe and all those that we love and all those that have gone on before us, Lord. And God, we will sit down first at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We will lift this cup once again in the presence of the one who fulfilled it all. And Lord, tonight we just pray as we rededicate our hearts and lives to you. You gave us your Son. We give you our hearts anew. We give you our lives afresh. We pray, God, for grace and strength and mercy and the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit to enable us, Lord God, to walk before you, to love you, to worship you, and to serve you with all that we are, Father. And God, we know that this blood has purchased a way into the Holy of Holies. That God, everything, every good and perfect gift, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus because of this cup, Lord. Father, bless it to our hearts, bless it to our lives, and bless our lives to your service, I pray. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Let's take it together, church. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we love you and we praise you. We come before you to worship you tonight, to thank you for your goodness and for your love. Would you stand with us, church, and let us worship as we close this service tonight.